get sacks like that.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen something like that.
Have you ever heard of people talking about a toe sack?
Grass sacks?
Now what would come in those?
Corn. Shell corn. Something like that.
Is that the same thing as a crocus sack?
Yes, sir.
Same thing. What about if a farmer had to take some corn down to the mill? What would you call the amount of corn that he would take at one time?
I don't know what you mean, grinding to mill?
Right, and he was going to take one load of corn down to the mill to be ground. What would you call that amount that he's taking? Any special name for it?
I don't know, though. I've seen him take corn down and have it ground and meal, but I don't know what it is.
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn?
No, I don't think so.
A turn of corn? Mm-hmm. Do you know what they meant by that?
No, I don't.
Not sure. Mm-hmm. Let's say you were talking about, I was asking you about doing your laundry a while ago. If you were going to go hang up your wet clothes outside, what would you probably carry your clothes out there in?
Basket.
Got a basket. Now, Mitch, I was talking about a barrel a minute ago. Have you ever seen anything that looks something like a barrel, except it's a little smaller? Nails might come in it or something like that?
Cakes.
Yeah. Are very many things packed in kegs nowadays? Do you see them around much anymore?
No, I don't. Sure don't. We used to keep pickle on it, but now they bring pickle on and gallon jugs. I don't see those kegs anymore.
What about going back to barrels again? You know, those round metal things mm-hmm. that hold the staves together? Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
The metal things hold the staves together.
Right, the metal things that go around the barrel to hold the staves together?
Oh, hooks.
Barrel hooks. Well, what about if you were putting some liquid in bottles? What would you probably put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
None of us can take a funnel, like I told you a while ago. You can fill up anything with a funnel, because then you can't just pour anything in there.
Well, I mean, you know, what would you stick in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out after you put it in there?
Oh, I'd put a cup or stopper.
Have you ever seen men play these instruments with their mouth? You know, they go from side to side like that.
Oh.
Call those harps. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call those anything else?
I don't believe I have.
What about harmonica?
I don't know anything about the musical instruments.
Never tried to play one? Have you ever seen this thing that people could play, they play it with their mouth and it make kind of a twanging noise?
I've seen them, they call them flute, the flute.
Flute?
Whatever. Flute?
Uh-huh.
I've seen them. I've seen people do that, but right. I've never tried it.
Have you ever heard them call it a Jew's harp?
You saw it? Yes, sir.
Same thing?
I think so.
Talking about tools that you'd have around the house, what do you call the thing that you use to beat nails with?
Hammer.
The hammer. And you were talking about wagon a minute ago. Do you know what you call that long wooden piece that goes up between the two horses on a wagon?
Uh-huh. That's wagon, huh?